I think here we also see like a little bit of evidence that Lisa and Lenny are separated, because she's giving me like, now rewatching the episode through like this lens of I know what's going on with them now, she's giving me like sexually frustrated vibes.
Yeah, with
the games.
Totally. And that's actually what I was thinking too, rewatching it. It looks so, it makes sense now, right? Because like before, we're like, I watched it the first time around, I'm like, what is up with her? And then this time around, I'm like,
I know. Oh, I was like, oh, Lisa's being weird this season.
Yeah, she's being weird. But now I feel like she was desperately trying to get his attention. Thinking maybe he's going to rewatch this, or she's going to go home. And like, it's, I think that's why it's more sad, because he literally told her on camera, I don't care. And I was just like, oh, that breaks my heart.
I kind of feel like there wasn't an emotional affair. I think it was not a real affair. And I think also instead of that, maybe it's just like, no, we were separated. And
oh, maybe
had a whole ass girlfriend like people do when you're separated.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's just, I do feel bad for her. And going into this whole weird, boring, you know, I gotta admit, I was really disappointed in y'all, Miami. Like, I was ready for like girls night out. It was kind of boring, no?
Like, yeah,
Julia doing the almond is the most exciting. I mean, it's Miami. I've seen more exciting shit happen when I'm like going to get a smoothie in the morning. Like, Miami is not known for being subdued. Still,
right. I think that they're still trying to produce themselves really hard, because like what happened is that they stayed producing themselves while the show was on hiatus, because they were always trying to get back.
Oh yeah, you're right. You know, and, that, so and they that's actually
stayed going
part.
Places together. Yeah,
that's actually really fun, where I want to go into what ends up happening. But at the end of this episode, so we see this whole almond thing. What's her name? Adriana looks genuinely pissed and jealous, though. And like, now I'm starting to understand Julia a little bit more. I think she is just like those little, like in a fable or something, those little fairy like, what's her name from Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. Like, I think she's just like a little, she has that like funsy, mischievous energy. I think she just,
yeah, she's very whimsical.
Whimsical, thank you, that's the word I'm looking for. I feel like Julia, I'm starting to understand her more. I think it is all fun and games, but the one that I think might be at least territorial, I don't think it's sexual at all, but I think Adriana is extremely territorial. And like how she said, have fun and with your person, but don't let your person be my person. I think she really meant that. I think.
I thought she was like on the right track when she was like, a person can't be your fetish. I was like, yes, I agree. That's not the point of a fetish. And then she goes, I mean, if they're going to be, it can't be mine. I was like, oh no, like you missed. I thought you were on the same track as I was.
It kind of reminds me of last season with Kenya and the one from Trinidad. I liked her too. She was hella messy. What was her name? The one that was always fighting with Drew. I feel like my mom's la onda now.
I didn't watch last season.
Oh, you didn't watch last season?
Probably know this.
No. So there was like a newbie, and there was this whole storyline where Kenya legit tells her, I have feelings for you and I'm jealous. And they do this whole Kenya is jealous.
LaToya,
that's her name. And she sat her down and did the whole, right? I see, that's where I felt like this was manufactured. I'm like, shut up.
I think Adriana is territorial, but I think it's a friend thing. I think that Julia is not as old as a friend as she wants us to believe she is.
Right.
And I think she definitely glommed on, like, I think she met her during hiatus, and I think she glommed onto her to try to make the show happen. She was like, Martina, she's married to Martina, the famous tennis, and she'd be the first lesbian house. Like, yes, this is perfect. And like, I think she thought that was gonna secure her spot on the show, because she has nothing. She's divorced, her kid is in college. Like, She has nothing going on.
I'm starting to switch over because I know I give Julia a lot of shit, but now that I'm watching it, I kind of understand her energy better. And I'm like, oh, she's just being a juguetona. Like, she's just playing. Except I feel
I think it's kind of a little bit of like she's a little bit of like, I had to grow up fast to like support my poor family back home. So now that she, like, when she became, like, she's still a little like, I don't want to say childish, but it's like an inner child thing.
Yeah, it does feel like that. Like if Adriana like, ever tried to take it there, she'd be like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong idea.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Adriana knows that. I think Adriana just knows, she think she's territorial as to, in terms of friends and in that situation, because I don't think she's, I think one is more territorial with like a new friend, especially if you bring that new friend to like a group of people and then they love her too. And you're like, wait, but she's my friend. She's
for sure, like, for sure.
Hang out with them without me.
No, and I'm a hella territorial friend. So I fully understand that. I'm like, what, like if I talk to one of the, what I consider the lower tier friends and they tell me something about an upper tier friend, I'm like, why did you tell her first before me? Like, yeah, I'm like,
oh yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'm an Aries. Like, I'm exactly
fire.
Yeah. No, it's not easy. No, soy fácil. For, I am not an easy friend to have. I fully admit that. I guarantee it. I have two very best friends. I have a friends group.
I love Aries.
So one of them balances me and one of them matches my fire.
Una que te sigue el corriente.
Exactly, it's very convenient. I think we had a perfect meme that went around. God, I forgot what it said. It's like, there's always that one friend, I don't know, I forgot what the two things were, but it was like so perfect because it could apply to either one of them at any That's given cute. Moment depending on what it is. So it was great. Like, one of them is gonna be reasonable and one of them is gonna say fuck it, let's go.
I'm down.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I'm a hybrid because like I do have my inner toxican. So I am usually the girl that is receiving the call. That's like, hey, I need to go make sure he's home. Let's go track all his favorite hangout spots and let's go make sure the car's at home and let's touch the hood to see if it's still hot. Like, see,
I'm too ashamed, so I'll do that shit by myself.
Okay. No, girl, you call me, I'm down. I'm like, fuck it, I'm down, we'll go do that and then we'll get something to eat, let's go. Like, I am so down for it. But I'm also I think a bit, I'm a Virgo, so I got that earth sign in me.
Oh my god, yeah. I was gonna say, when you said I have a little inner toxic on me, I was gonna say, girl, you Virgo? What's going on? Are you Virgo?
Yes.
But let me tell you, love Virgos, love Sagittarius. Like, we just get, I don't know, it's like a thing.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, what your sign was, because I remember from the first time we recorded, we like vibed big time and I was like, oh my god, I love her. I should have known you were my favorite signs are Aries and Taurus for sure, on the same side of the chart over there. But yeah, like
I'm Leos good friends. And Virgos all the way,
like, the two friends that I travel about
August
with,
September.
Yeah, April, May, the two friends that I always travel with, Aries and Taurus. And yeah, like my Aries, she will let me get a little further, and then the Taurus is always like a little more hesitant, that, you know. But then I'm always the one that is playing out every scenario and like making sure everyone's passports are registered with the consul, and like like I get all into my head about it. But we're a good blend also, and I will be the friend that's down, but also I will have researched where all the cameras are so that we can hide your license plate so that you don't get arrested. Like, I do thorough research, background checks.
Yeah. Same. Like, I'm down to do it, but I was like, I want to try as much as possible to not get caught first. And okay,
right.
And I'm still down to do it, but I'm going to try, you know, I'm going to be like,
so I feel Adriana.
Real careful about this.
I feel Adriana, so on that. Yeah, I get, she's a jealous friend. No, and I saw it like her face, though. That was like a real reaction.
Yes.
When she's like, don't choose wisely. Choose wisely. And then when she went and kissed, what's her name? But then Julia too, acting like what? It's so innocent. I'm like, bitch, we all saw that on national TV. I did see tongue. Did you?
Yes, of course. Please. But I also feel like she's the type of person that would like legit like tongue kiss someone without a, like, yeah, so yes, what, like, whatever.
Yeah, she'd be like, what, like, that's how the Russians do, we were in conflict, right. And I gave her a kiss,
right? She'd be like, yeah, so what, who cares.
So I am understanding her vibe a little more,
but I do think that like Adriana takes advantage of Julia's flirtiness
for sure. I agree. Think
that she's aware that Julia is just who she is, how she is, but she always, like, that's what she's tried to do in order to, like, kind of, like, keep the string going the entire season. Like, she's purposely trying to give off a will they or won't they vibe with, yes, Julia. Yes. And Julia, perhaps unbeknownst to her, is just like, I'm just being me on, yeah, the show with my friend, Adriana.
Yeah, I genuinely think she's just being her. And also, like, shout out to Julia. She is just stunning. Like, her, Gertie, and Kiki, I don't think have had any work. I can't tell. They don't look like they've had any work. And they're just so pretty. And I love that they're not, like, young pretty. They're, like, mature pretty. And so it gives me hope that, like, we can age gracefully. It's so beautiful. Alexia too, I'll throw her in there, but Alexia, I don't like what she's done to her lips. I'm upset with her because I think she was perfection, and I feel like I don't like her lips. She did the Teresa thing, both of them.
I think she went a little further than Teresa.
You think so?
I would like it. Yeah, I think hers are a little too full.
I don't, yeah, I'm like, what did you do, Alexia? You were like,
or Cuban Barbie. Or perhaps the problem is that on top of them being a little too overfilled, she still also overlines them. I think some people need to like pick one. You're either going to use lip filler or overline your lips, not both. Or it's like use a little less filler and still overline in order to like feel a little more natural. But I think she may be doing both, and which may be her problem. But yeah, perhaps
she has to pick one, will for sure.
See herself on TV and deflated a little bit, because look at Lisa. I mean, she looked like an alien at the beginning of the season. She could barely open her eyes, she was so filled with filler.
I mean, and she, I still don't watch what, like, happens. It. I haven't seen much What Happens. Okay,
no, I mean, she sounds watch on Bizarre that she was like, or maybe even on the reunion, that she was like letting, she like deflated some of the filler or whatever. Oh, much God. Like Shannon had to do one season, but
yeah, you know, Space is kind of like looking normal. I was going to ask you guys about that too. Larsa, her current pictures, her face looks more recognizable now. Like, I didn't recognize her at all this season. And then her current pictures now, I can see Larsa season one in there. And I'm like, oh my God, I wonder what changed. Like, now she, la aire to herself. To her original face. I was gonna ask,
honestly,
you
about that. I think she's still just like following every single thing the Kardashians do.
Yes. And Kim, and I hate the way she talks.
Yeah, oh for sure. And but like, if you know, if you hear her first season, she doesn't sound like that. She's not that extreme.
No
vocal fry.
And now it's like have. Right here.
And with like a like, long total draw.
Yeah.
I know, like,
those are not $5 feet. No.
The worst. But, like, yeah. So she's
all I'm waiting for her to say is Bible.
Bible. Like, Bible. I think she may have said it sometimes. Oh, God, she's like, but the thing is that she didn't say it in her tone of voice, because, like, when she actually gets angry and she's, like, yelling, then, like, when
she sounds like Larsa. Funny, yeah.
Then she sounds like Larsa. Because to be honest, in the first season, it was really believable that she's lives in Miami, because she was having like a little bit of that little like Miami girl accent. It mm-hmm. was like kind of there a little bit with her. And then that completely changed because, you know, she started being a Kardashian.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, you know, there's too. Been allegations recently that Kim is like deflating her ass. And like going on like a little more natural.
Okay, yes. She. Well, how do you inflate it? What is? I saw the episode where they did an X-ray. And there was nothing.
Well, it's not an implant. It's like
explain it to us non-Miamians.
I obviously think she probably definitely did a couple, especially after her first pregnancy, that left forward. She got like there was one poor picture. She looked like, unfortunately, like Shamu, but that's, I mean, being short and pregnant, but I mean, what is supposed to happen to her? You know, she's creating a life, you know?
Yeah.
But, and La Pobre, she was so swollen. She was just really full of fluid. She didn't even get that fat. But I would definitely say that she probably did a little bit of fat transfer after her first pregnancy, and also like before that. And I think after a certain point, there was nothing to suck because she started working out. She actually decided to be toned. And I think that's when she probably switched to fillers.
Oh, wow.
Like, I want to say Sculptra. I want to say Sculptra. Don't, no one quote me here. I am not a plastic surgeon and I have not received any of this stuff. If anyone wants to sponsor Botox and filler, I'll be more than happy to take it. However, I know nothing except I watch Botched and know people who get a little bit of this stuff.
Oh yeah,
Botched. So I would say that she has had some kind of injectable on her ass. And I think that's how she slowly, I don't know if you would just like lipo that out or what, but they said that like she kind of used this whole Met Gala Marilyn Monroe dress as an excuse to say that she had to like lose weight to fit into the dress, to like secretly deflate her ass and then say that she lost 16 pounds to fit into the dress.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. I mean, I feel sad for that dress though.
I know.
Like, how dare you blaspheme? Even Bob Mackie was like, I created that for Marilyn Monroe and no one should have ever touched it again. And shout out to Marilyn Monroe. Like, I had no idea because I was like, why is Kim wearing these horrible heels? She can barely walk. She's going to rip the dress. And so I started researching. She's 5'2". I
didn't even see the shoes.
Oh my God, they're horrible. There's this one shot where she's walking on.
She wearing Marilyn Monroe's shoes too?
No. She's wearing like these giant clear platform stiletto heels. And I was like, what? She could barely walk in them and Pete had to grab her and she's taking like these little itty bitty steps and she just wore the original for that red carpet and then she changed into a replica.
Oh yeah, because right? It was like it would disintegrate. It didn't zip up. It didn't zip her ass.
I was so upset.
That's why she had the coat, the white coat. So she
sewn into it, right?
It was probably a Vogue article or something like that. No, get sewn into it. Si esa vaina no lo cerraba.
Yeah.
She went to the Met. Like, if you saw her leave, if they get the paparazzi, there's like a press line when you leave the hotel. Like, I think it's called the Mark Hotel or something. So the celebrities leave the hotel and like get into their car to go to the Met Gala. So she leaves the hotel in one outfit. I don't remember what it was. I think it was some Balenciaga number. She gets there in a changing tent. They put this dress on her, everyone wearing white gloves, including herself. They just like tie a string at the end of the zipper because it doesn't zip over her ass.
Oh my God.
She's wearing this like fur coat or whatever. I don't know if it was faux or something to cover the fact that her ass is out. She, you know, shimmies up the red carpet. The minute she gets up the stairs, she's immediately changed into the replica that actually zips up. She takes all those professional pictures. I agree, she looked great. I do think her ass looks slightly smaller. I think all of their asses, I mean, I wouldn't say all of them, I would say Chloe's got really out of control at one point.
Yeah.
There have been some paparazzi pictures of hers looking smaller, significantly smaller. And I think Larsa is going that route as well. I think she's doing a little less filler in the face. And I think she's probably maybe, I don't think that Larsa did that much to her ass because I do believe she had an ass before. I believe her. She
did posted you say a throwback. Season one though? Like she no.
I
dude,
know.
No. O sea,
I know. I think
no.
Here's what I no. I know because they so
the season one she already one had picture. All those children. So that's as thick as she was gonna get.
I know. I think here's what happened. I think this harkens back to her telling Adriana, "I work out, you don't," or whatever. Mm. I'm fit. I think. Because they posted that picture of her and she countered with a picture of her in like the 90s or whatever. And she was like young before kids with not a big, it was the proper shape and it was big for the 90s, not big by today's standard. I think that ass is what like Chloe is trying to reduce to. Like it was big for the 90s.
Big for the 90s.
So I think that the time that they posted that photo of her from season one, it was, she had small, she had smaller children. She was in the throes of, like, you know, stay at home momness. She wasn't working out. She wasn't eating right. And I think as her children grew, she did have more time to dedicate to herself. And I think she is correct when she tells Adriana, it's like, I think it was in the reunion, she said this actually. She was like, I work out, you don't, or whatever. It's like talking about like her ass or whatever. I think that she got her ass back, and then she also enhanced it a little bit more as well. I think she did a little bit of BBL on top of, like, I think she worked out a BBL. All right. Like, she didn't just get the surgery and let it lie. That is my opinion.
Well, you guys are the Miami people. You guys see this stuff on the daily, so you would know better than us. I just feel like it's insane compared to season one. Like, when she came out in episode one,
she recuperated. I think, like, no, that way. You know, that season one picture, she had, you know, lost her hot young bod or whatever, and she was like thin or whatever, but it just was like maintenance, you know, like she wasn't toned or whatever, like. And I think that she, like, reclaimed, you know, like, her young bod and then enhanced it a little bit. You know, I think it was a little help. I don't think she's had as much help as the Kardashians.
Really? And she looked I don't so think totally so. Different to me. Like, Larsa, I didn't recognize at all when the promo started for this season. I was like, yes, no, I can.
Not at all. I think there was I think people overdo it with the cheeks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think there's a trend of people having, in the last couple of years, having overdone it with the cheeks, because that was before buccal fat removal was more popular. And I think now what they're trying to achieve by filling their lips, filling their cheeks, they can achieve by getting buccal fat removal, which is, they go into the inside of your cheeks and they remove that fat pad. So it gives me that, God, like,
the sculpted,
that Bella Hadid hotto. That's what Bella Hadid did.
Oh my God, this is so crazy that you guys know this stuff. I've never
heard
of it.
I'm dying to get it. I want it so bad. But the problem is that if you get it to, like, for example, Chrissy Teigen got it, but she's going to be fine because she has a naturally round face.
Yeah.
So the problem with getting it done, if you have like a thinner or more like regular face, not a full face, like I have a round face, is that in the future, like when you get older, like that's the part that starts to hollow out, and that's what contributes to you looking older. So if you get it now and you don't need it, you'll have to get like filler in the future when you're old.
Oh my God, to like balance out your like face.
The crypt keeper. Yeah.
Oh God.
Like I'll be fine. I've always had big round cheeks. Like I could be the thinnest I've ever been and my cheeks do not go away. So
it'll like naturally settle when you're older.
Exactly. Like, or fill out. I will be fine. There's no doubt in my mind that my cheeks can regrow themselves. Okay. Like,
you're hilarious.
I believe in them.
You're going to do it is what you're saying.
I would love to, again, if anyone wants to sponsor that.
Please see us in the DMs. We will get the message.
Right. But just, you know, I'm not crazy. Like, I'm not, you know, going into debt for plastic surgery.
So this episode ends with another beautiful face, Nicole, and her meetup with her dad, who definitely was giving up the pimp vibes with that big old, all those flowers that he brought.
I also wouldn't say that he's not uncommon for a Miami dad.
Oh, really? Is this Norm?
We've all had.
Is Peter Rosello going to show up like this at one point?
Probably. I'm surprised that guy hasn't gotten someone pregnant. Much like Nicole's dad, who was like, I'm going to have more. He's like,
that was the funniest thing. Don't procreate. Like,
that you know of. That you know of. I was like, yep, that's a Miami dad if I've ever met one.
Oh my God. He was something else.
I enjoyed him.
I know it's wrong, but like there was something I enjoyed.
He was entertaining. I felt for her for sure. But he was so entertaining, like on the outside looking in. I mean, poor Keith, I was mortified for her.
Me too, but like but yes, as like an entertainment figure, he walked in with those aviators and his traje. todo listo with a big giant, I've never seen long stems that long.
Like really classic divorced Miami dad. Like it was so bad. Like I had this friend in elementary school whose dad would like visit her in after school care. It was so random. Like it was just like a, I don't know. It felt like he had multiple businesses to run. So he was like a busy man. And I feel like they didn't, like, he was like, this is like my time with you. Like, I'm just going to get it in while I can. And I'll show up and bring you candy and stuff like that. He gave me the dad that's trying to buy you vibes. And like, Nicole's not having that. She's like, I have my own money now. Like, don't buy me.
And you know, it's funny because right before she got pissed and walks out, because he's like, you're so beautiful when you cry. Right before he said that, I had the same thought. I was like, oh my God, she has such a beautiful cry. You know, because Kim Kardashian does not have a beautiful cry. And so she's crying and I'm like, oh my God, she's so pretty when she cries. And then he says it and then she gets pissed and walks out. And I was like, oh my bad. I was with him on that one. But yeah, there's something I really love about the charisma, I guess. I'm a sucker for that kind of charisma.
I mean, you can see why he has more children other than Nicole and her brother. So
that you know of, that we know of, right?
That we know of, of course.
Yeah, and anyone listened to our last episode, the other co-host saw her at a baby shower and said dad was there and they were looking happy. So far so good this season, which is nice. Going into the next episode, there's a lot to unpack here. Here's the big fight. This is kind of where I really wanted to get into it because of Nicole. I don't know what to feel about her now. Like, I don't know. So first, let's start with the beginning. I just want to say I cracked up with fucking Julia packing eggs in a Chanel purse. Like, what the fuck? But okay. And they made it.
Yeah, that goes back to her, like, whimsy. First of all, they made it, but that's, like, hilarious. But, like, that goes back to, like, her whimsy. Like, who does that? She's, like, packing eggs from her farm in a Chanel
also,
bag.
Also, can you eat them like that? Don't you have to do something to farm eggs, or can you eat them straight out of the farm? I don't know if you would know.
Yes. So no, yeah. In DR, my grandpa like raised chickens and roosters and stuff. So I had bright orange yolk eggs straight out of a chicken's butt or whatever that thing is.
Oh, okay. So you can't eat them like straight from the coop or whatever the thing.
Yeah, you can. I know plenty of people nowadays who have chicken coops in their backyard, and they it's like a thing now. It's very, green.
Totally. Everyone's moving towards organic, right? Farm to table. Then we get into their... Oh, go for it. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, you can eat them. Yeah.
You can. You just have to check them. Like, sometimes it's actually a fertilized egg. So, I don't know. My grandpa would do something where he would hold it up to the light. I don't know. Or sometimes my grandma would crack it and it would have like an eye in it.
No.
Yeah, so she's like, oh no, that was not good, or it would have like a streak of blood or something. Yeah.
No, don't tell me.
Listen, that's straight up like mental shit. All right, that's when you go back home and your family's about to slaughter a goat and you're like, I'm gonna look away because I don't know what's happening. I just
I actually just did some slides.
That's when I'm like, okay, I'm Dominican, but I can't be this Dominican. I get it. And I was like, we're getting too Dominican for me. You know what's too Dominican for me? One time I had to go to DR and I was out in El Campo. I had to use an outhouse.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is too Dominican for me. Okay, I'm done. That is where I draw the line. That is where I'm like, I have an American passport. I don't deserve this. Take me back. I was like, that's when I walked out there. I tell my aunt, I was like, I'm an American citizen.
Damn it, I'm an American citizen. Oh my God. I always laugh at that because I get the same way. in like when I go visit Mexico, and like one of these last times, I think I was walking along the street and I walked into this like shopping center, a shopping mall, and it was so pretty. And I was like checking everything out and I had to go to the bathroom. So I go and the door's locked and I'm like, what? And I look around and there's like a lady there. She's like, do you want to use the bathroom? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, van a ser 10 pesos. And I was like, what? It was either like 10 or 20 pesos. And then I give it to her and then she's like, necesitas papel del baño. And I'm like, I need to pay. And she's like, otros 10. Yeah. And then it's just like a little ramita, like, and I'm like, oh girl, no. And like she gave me a little, just a whiff of toilet paper, and I'm like, yep. in the fancy bathroom. And so when I come out, I ask her, well, what happens if people can't pay? She's like, well, you go to the sanitarios, like the outhouse. And I'm like, I'm an American. I'm like, so like real quick, yeah, George Lopez does a whole stand-up about that. He's like, he's all Mexican proud until you get to Mexico, and then that you're, yes, like, can I have, yes, water?
Yes. And I was like, can I have bottled water?
Bottled, no, water, yeah.
I'm like, no. And then the worst part is that my family actually treats me like that. They're like, no, your stomach can't handle this.
Right.
La Americana. Like I told you that my grandma calls me La Americana.
No, but I can't.
They're always like, do you want me to like boil water for your bath? And I was like, I can take a cold shower. We're like, they're like, are you sure? Are you sure? Like, if I'm gonna like disintegrate because I take a cold shower, do I like it? No. Do I do it? Yes.
Yeah, no, I am very careful when I eat, because I do love street food, but I do have that Mexican-American stomach. And like I remember one time. I ordered huevos a la mexicana, which like has jalapeño, and then I told the mesera, I was like, pero sin jalapeño, and she's like, entonces no son huevos a la mexicana. And I'm like, pues yo soy mexicana americana, so maybe we need to change the name. Mexican-American,
like, americana, like, where did she come from?
Yeah, like, I was like, I'm sorry, but I will get the shit.
Probably like, this isn't Chili's.
Right. And I was like, look, I know my stomach and I will get the run, senora. So like, y'all need to take it easy with the pinche jalapeño and everything. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, today I actually did Miami Monday, which is something new I'm gonna do. And it's just like the little outtakes from the show that made me laugh. And so I posted a bunch of them. And to your point, that's what I labeled that scene with the eggs. I put, when you're coming back from visiting family in the rancho.
Exactly.
And you're, I'm like, saying, déjame me llevo los huevos, el aguacate.
For sure.
Ponete la bolsa, tráeme la maleta.
Absolutely. 1,000%.
I really bonded with Julie in that moment. So one thing I thought was hilarious was Pinchy Adriana trying to snake the big room, but it was very interesting how quickly she got naked. And I don't know, I'm just a little more reserved, because Julia even seemed shocked. She was like, oh my God, they are coming, you know? And then Adriana's like, well, I'm getting naked. And then I did love that Larsa was like, why are you so aggressive? Why are you so about the room?
Yeah, I mean, Adriana, it's just every single thing she's done this season is for attention. To like, that girl is, it's so in her head that she's a friend of, like,
yeah.
Marisol is a bit thirsty as well, and I understand both of them. I would be upset. I mean, Marisol should be used to being a friend. She was a friend before.
Yeah, she was. But Marisol at least is like a funny narrator. I have laughed at all her bullshit. She has a funny quip.
Although she just decided she has it out for Nicole for some reason.
Okay, that's what we're gonna get into. I want opinions on this. Okay. We'll get to that part about Nicole. But here's what I did think was interesting. I don't know if you guys noticed, when Julia calls Martina and starts kind of telling her about Adriana, she lies. She says, and then she got into the tub naked. And then she quickly says, oh, she had a bikini on. And I'm like, bitch, she's gonna watch the show. There was no bikini. I thought that was interesting. She lied about,
I mean, her. Rookie mistake. She, you know, this is like Luann and the Pirate, okay?
Like, Luann and the Pirate!
That you thought that Jean-Luc, they were gonna edit your pirate? Little...
was, yeah, this the French pirate?
You know, yeah, in St. Bart's.
Oh my God, that was
so, I was like,
hot.
You thought they were gonna edit out your conversation in which you told your friend not to say anything in French. Well, you thought wrong. Let's see. Rookie mistake. You know, Julia hasn't watched the show. Like we said, she's very innocent. She won't do it again next season. It was a little whoopsie. It was probably because Julia was still mad. I mean, it was probably because Martina was still mad about the Adriana situation.
I'm going to see you put ice cubes down her fucking titties first all of out all, in the shower, in the bathroom. Think,
honestly, first of all, listen, for example, Teresa notoriously doesn't watch the show. Ramona skips to her parts.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Do you think Martina Navratilova watches this show?
I hope she does, because that means she's got a little bit of toxica, and I think that's kind of hot that she's watching this show. I want Martina to be a little bit toxic.
1000% do not think she watches it. No. For sure.
You think she's not going to wonder what the fuck Julia is out here doing in Montauk? Or no. Where are they in Montauk at this
point? I think. I think she'd rather not. I think she's just like ignorant.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right. Ojo que no ven. So she's just like chilling.
Oh my God. That's so funny. I was going to ask you, I don't know if you watched other Bravo shows. Is the realtor, what's his name? Is he from one of those real estate listing? Gold? Was
I don't think so. He gives me like real heart, even though I believe Larsa has been on one of those other Larsa has been on every. She was on Selling Sunset.
Was she?
They showed her house. Yes, on Selling Sunset, they showed her house. I think on Million Dollar Listing, they showed her house. That girl is always looking for her house. I don't think this guy's on any show. He gives me like real Miami vibe. Like
he's very like a hustle slick Rick. Vibe. Okay, yeah.
He's very slick Rick Miami realtor to me.
Let's talk about how Scotty straight up put her on pause and was like, absolutely yes, okay, not.
Thank you. He was like, it seems to me that one of her sons and Scotty is like on the outs with her. Like they're like, I can't leave you going back to the show. Yeah. And like, I think they're very like, ugh about it.
Yep.
And I think because even the son, like the son wouldn't be on camera.
Yeah.
Like the son paused her before Scotty got on camera. And like,
that was I think tragic that and they're hilarious just like to me at the same time.
Yeah, it was really sad. And I'm sure sad. She knew that was going to happen. And I feel she was like, I can't believe you dumbass producers are making me do this. I'm so upset.
She's like, just 2 minutes. I would give you in her Nouveau Kardashian dialect.
Yeah, I feel like I that was coded. Minutes. I feel like that was coded to Scotty. And I feel like she was like, can you just do like, I will give you this divorce. Can you just do this one thing for me? Can you just be on camera for 2 minutes? He's like, nope.
Nope.
Can you just, like, he wouldn't even talk. Like, okay, can your voice be on camera? The camera will be on the other side of me. They won't be facing me. Just talk to me. Nope.
Yeah, he's like, absolutely not. I laughed. I was like, it's sad, but it made me laugh. okay, so going back to now, they're in Montauk with the Hamptons people and I love that Lisa is launching Lisa Marie, and I did double check to see if that store Wild Blue carries her jewelry. They do not. So that was that about that trip. Right before we get to the dinner, I love that that I also put that in the Miami Monday clips of Alexia saying, ay por Dios, or what did she say? Ay Dios mío, trajo el peluquero from Miami.
Okay, I have something to say about that. First of all, in the whole earlier scene with Nicole in the room, I felt that Alexia and Marisol were definitely coming for Nicole a little bit. And I think that they kind of like weaponized Alexia's tenure on the show to be like, for Alexa to be like, well, that's my personality and I love it. That is the most Miami girl thing I have ever heard anyone say.
I use that clip also.
I can't, like, my friends, like, I need these people who have a podcast called Shit Miami Girl say. I do not think it's like current right now. This needed to be on Miami Girl say, because I was like, yeah, that's my personality and I love it. Okay. Like, like, you need to tolerate me, like very Teresa, but yeah,
it was. I loved it.
No, I loved it. And I get it. And I think that was a little subconscious of like Alexia and Marisol kind of saying like, Nicole, you're not like bowing to us and like, we got you. Like, I'm sure well, Alexia got Nicole on the show. Right?
Nicole says, she says that too. She's like, I brought her on the show and now she's all up Lisa's ass. And then right. Nicole right. takes us through the hierarchy. She's like, you literally said, Larsa comes over here and take a picture and they do the rollback. She's like, as if yeah. you guys are the queen bees and I'm just like some minion. But I agree. I'm like, it's Alexia. She's the queen bee. And you are brand new, mija. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And I know it's so fucked up, but like, this yeah. is where I become and delusional I Alexia do. Army.
I do agree. No, I do. I do. Trust me. I'm unfortunately a little bit of an Alexia apologist.
Me too. I fucking her love Alexia. Being
slightly problematic. It's right. just that she's so, to me, she's so the epitome of Miami that I can't help but like, worship her.
I know. I love her. I just like, I love everything about her.
Miami girl. That being said, I do identify like it's kind of like to me like Alexia would be like my goal. Mm-hmm. Nicole is a little bit more my reality.
No me ofendes, no offense.
You know, like I get where Nicole's coming from. Nicole, yeah, has had, sure. I think she's had a little bit of a difficulty playing the game. And I think that's why she's finding herself in this predicament. In her defense, we've all learned that everyone in Miami talks about Lisa and Lenny. So like, mm-hmm. that's a moot point, Marisol. And I find that what she said about Larsa is fair. I mean, she explained it. She said, I thought one thing at first. I get where she's coming from. I'm actually the same way. So I relate to Nicole a lot because I'm definitely like at first, I'm very no new friends. So when my friends introduce me to new people, I'm very like talking shit. And then I have to backtrack a lot of what I say.
Because I appreciate it though. You're honest. You're not acting like you didn't do it.
Right. I do not let people get close. So I'm very guarded and defensive. So I tend to like talk shit at first. and I'm very, like I said, very no new friends. I'm defensive. So I understand that she may have some backtracking to do. I don't appreciate Marisol. Like Marisol is very obviously doing it just to stir the pot. I want to know what Nicole did to Marisol for Marisol to want to, or if this is Marisol one wanting to like at least maintain a friend role, but gunning for a mojito or whatever.
If we go the producer route, then it's about motive, right? I took it as like, and look, I agree with you. I am no new friends, but I'm very much more mean girl vibe like Alexia. Like I straight up won't talk to somebody. And mm-hmm. like, I'm an mm-hmm. ice queen that way, you know? So like, if
Alexia clearly was like a queen bee in high school for sure. That girl was a Regina George. And like, I loved every minute of it. Like I will eat just how I loved Regina George. It was so, yes. Oh, you're so evil.
Yeah, like I remember one time there was a friend in our circle and she did wrong me though. She did. And I was like, you are now dead to me. But she, like when we would all go out, she would come around and she would be like, I've tried to apologize to you. And I straight up would ignore her. And then she's like, are you never going to forgive me? And I was like, you do not exist to me. And I will stand here and look right through you. And I don't care who's uncomfortable with it. I will make everybody uncomfortable. That's how little I fucking care about how you feel. Like I will not go high. You know how Michelle Obama floated said, go high, go low.
Yeah. I would say I'm a mix. I don't listen, to be honest, your level of petty is aspirational. I wish I could. Unfortunately, my two best friends are like way too nice of people. Like I think it's really why they're friends with me. Cause like they're to the point where like, I mean, people might say they're pushovers. They're really not. But like they are very, compared to me is what, you know, compared to me, they look like pushovers. They are the nicest people on earth. So they will force me to talk to someone.
Oh no.
They will not participate. They will be like, stop being
ridiculous. That's good. We need those friends. Yeah.
Yes. They do bring me to my senses 1,000%.
Yeah. My Taurus friend.
They're very much,
Yeah, she's like, get over yourself. And I'm like, I don't like her, and I will tell her to her face if you bring her in front of me. It's on you now.
literally, for sure. Yeah.
So I think Marisol is just sticking up for Alexia. I think there is the hierarchy, because doesn't Adriana say that, which made me think about early seasons, because Adriana says, oh, be careful, because there is a pecking order. There is a hierarchy. And she says, if you mess with Marisol, you better watch out. I wouldn't do that, Nicole. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So I do think, and you know, we're Latinas, right? I think we do, much like Italians, where there's like this hierarchy type of mentality. I think as Latinas, we are very much like seniority, and like, you need to have respect and kiss the hand of the godfather, in this case being Alexia.
Yes.
And Marisol is sergeant at arms, and you have now offended her and told her what? Mm-hmm. She's like, I use the clip, pero qué? Pelusa de araña? What did she say? She said that she was so snappy. I have the clip in the thing on the grid right now, but she's like, no, Alexia, you've been snappy with me. And then I think that was just enough. Like, how dare you turn on the godfather and stick up for Lisa? But here's the interesting part. They are huge friends with Lisa. And at the end of this episode, they're doing the whole ping pong boom with Lisa. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Nicole, you picked wrong. You chose wrong. Because they're like the queen bees, right? The hierarchy, the OGs.
Well, I think that there's a little bit of like, there's a tug of war there, you know, there's like a whole thing. And I think Lisa is being, I think they did that because like, oh, Nicole wronged us today. So we're going to make her feel, we're going to get push Lisa. Her out. Like, that's like a thing. Yeah. They're like, we're going to get Lisa, her new bestie. Like,
yeah. Cause you got to teach her a lesson.
With Alexia being like, oh my god, le trajo el peluquero.
Ay, Dios mío, trajo el peluquero. What, el peluquero? El peluquero de Miami. I laughed so hard. Here's the thing though, who brought him? Like, so because Nicole. If that's Nicole, that is some bullshit suck up shit. I hate suck ups. Like, no mames.
Honestly, I also think that was produced. I don't think she would, she would like suck.
I was like, did she fucking call Anthony to come fly?
Fly this guy over here. Like, I know how expensive it is to charter a plane right now. Get out of here, girl.
Okay, good. Okay, because I'm like, this is some suck up bullshit. Like, stand your ground, Nicole. Don't fucking suck up to Lisa, because it looked to me. But I love that you admit it. I think had Nicole admitted it that way, it would have been really cute. But Nicole was like, it sounded like backpedaling. I was like, bitch, we all know you talk mad shit. We know it.
Yeah, I've even told people. No, I've literally told people to their face, like, I did not like you when I first met you, but that's a me problem.
Yeah,
like,
that's fair.
Like, it's totally me. Like, I'm a closed off person.
And that's totally fair.
You broke me down, so that's something about you. Like, I didn't call, like, that's my compliment to them. I was like, you got through to me. So, I mean, kudos to you, as Ramona would say. Because, I mean, otherwise, I would still, you know, just be lucky I'm telling you I used to hate you. Because if I'm not telling you I used to hate you, that means I
no longer hate you. Yeah.
It's like I currently still hate you.
Yeah, so I'm a little torn with Nicole. I was liking her so much, but now I'm just like, okay, here's the thing. I respect someone that says, and like, again, because I have that, a little bit of that ice queen in me. So like, I've had many people say, I thought you were such a bitch when I first met you.
Same. Oh my God. I literally, there is not one person who has, except probably my two. No, actually my best friend, no, but my other best friend, I was even bitchy to her when I first met her. Like, I was like, that dress looks super ugly on you. Like, I was the worst. Like, super tough. But, like, honestly, it comes from a place of, like, her and me being in that position in the past. Like, I'm a traumatic mess. Bear with me, people.
Yeah, we're works in progress. I agree with a lot of what you said. For me, it comes a lot of, like, keeping people at bay, because when we've let them in, they fucking sting and hurt. So I'm like, you know, keep you at arm's length. But so I don't get too close to a lot of people. But I've had so many people then be like, oh my God, but when I got to know you, you're like so sweet. And I'm not offended, because yes, I know I put off big time resting bitch face vibe.
I'm not, listen, I would be offended if you did like my face.
Right.
Like, when people say when people say like I thought you were a huge bitch at first, I was like, good, then I did my
me
job.
Too. I'm like, thank you.
I was like, good. And then I'm like, thanks. And they're like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, you got through. You should be proud of yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, the fact that you have, if you have the courage to tell me, I thought you were a bitch when I first met you, that means that we are now at a super close level. Like, legit, that means that you have gotten, you've come like a full 180 for me. Like, I have gone from hating you to now you're that close to me that you can tell me that. Because someone that I actively thinks I hate them would not have the balls to tell me that,
because
I know for a fact that my resting bitch face game is real strong.
Right.
That I've been told.
Right. It's like, oh wow, like, yeah, I agree. Like, that's brave on you, you know? It's like, I know how scary I look.
I'm literally like, oh, good for you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm like, oh, look at you. You grew a pair. I'm so proud.
Yeah. I like had a friend one time, ex friend, also someone that wronged me, to be fair. And she came back to apologize months later, but she did it when like my mom was in the hospital, and I felt that was manipulation, and I did not appreciate that because I was like at a very vulnerable state. And she sent me like this whole long apology, and I told her, I said, you know what? I know how scared you are of me, because like we have mutual friends, and I know it took a lot for you to reach out to me. So I'm going to give you your flowers and your credit for doing that, because I know that takes a lot, you know. However,
I would even say that my current best friends are still scared of me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's like a level there that they know that they can't cross.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think we put off those vibes. And then I told her, but like, I also think like you're playing manipulation with my emotions right now, and I'm not ready to have this conversation. And that was it, you know. But I agree. I know how scary it can be. And like, shout out to you for approaching me. Now's not the time though. I thought that was some trifling shit, but I think that there is like this pecking order with them. And that's kind of why I'm on the OG side. Cause I'm like, yes, you're brand new, Nicole. What are you thinking? However,
yeah,
I don't like the backpedaling of it. Like, if she could just have been honest and been like, yeah,
she did. She gave me a little bit of backpedaling vibes, but I felt that she felt very cornered, and I get it. And I honestly can't say with absolute honesty that if I was blindsided like that, that I wouldn't have done the same thing at first. But here's my thing is, like, I might do that at first, but as soon as I know I'm not getting away with it, I admit it. And like, she didn't do that.
Yeah, I think that's where it's like, oh, okay, because we've all been there. Then I could be like, yeah, I've done that shit too.
Yeah,
I
but do she's give her really, credit she's for really not, scared.
I was about to say, I do give her credit though for not fucking crying, because I heard that treble.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, don't do it. Don't let them see you cry.
That lip quivered.
Yeah, I was like, it is all over, Nicole. You fucking
and
start
again,
crying.
I get
don't
it.
Do
that's
it.
Why I know when to stop, because if like I'm yelling and that voice, my voice starts getting that little crack in it, that's when I'm like, oh shit. I was like, all right, I'm not crying in front of you. Like,
right. She held strong.
I'm sensitive, not soft. I will punch you while crying.
Yes. Same.
Don't mess with me. So that's when I know, like, I stop and I'm like, you know what? This isn't you one more time. That's when I'm like, you know what? I've had enough. And I'm like, I storm out.
I'm not engaging.
I am disengaging. Absolutely.
I love it. And that's kind of like where we're at in this big thing. They wake up in tonight's episode. What everyone will have already watched by the time I put this up is second day, and now they're doing the boxing. And Larsa says, though, Marisol is a lot of things. Marisol is not a liar. And I was just like, oh,
it's wild to interesting. Me how hard they believe Marisol.
She's not a liar? I don't think
that it's not that she's not a liar. I think that probably Leah Black would beg to differ on that.
True.
I think that because of Marisol's PR company past, I think that she, I've heard that during her PR days, like she actively, like, ella se manejaba in that like public relations world, like she was trading on gossip.
Oh,
like, that's what I've heard.
Well, that's how Adriana made it seem in that confessional. She was like, you do
so
not
I think
want to
that,
go against
think
her.
That they all fear that Marisol has dirt on them. And I think that they're very obedient when it comes to that, because she has managed to dig up dirt on them. Or they
Larsa, she lets it out of the bag, right? And Nicole doesn't deny it, that she was married and to another Lenny. First of all, I didn't know y'all had a popular Lenny name situation in Miami. And she says, you left him for this new guy, and you, but she was married, and Nicole didn't say, she said, we were already separated for 2 years, but I don't know. There wasn't a lot of like denial about it. So Larsa, real quick, to let out those little cats out of the bag, like she held on to that till that moment. So she's also someone that's going to save her firepower till the moment comes.
Yeah. So I think that's how they're all functioning right now. I think they're all very much like, you know, like Marisol doesn't lie. I was like, uh-huh. Yeah. Marisol is controlling like the situation.
Emotional here. Blackmail.
Absolutely. Or just like straight up dirt. I feel like she just like straight up knows shit about people. And she uses that.
That's so, her what do they call it? Her lucrative business, her.
Yeah, it's her currency, because her like, currency. Really now she left PR even before COVID. She married this guy, I believe, during COVID. She wasn't doing anything to get on. This is why she's a friend of. She had nothing going on to get on the show. They invited her back on as a friend of, as like pure courtesy for being a legacy. And like, probably because they wanted to use so much Mama Elsa content in the intro, yeah, they let her back. And because they figured she was going to be there anyways with Alexia as her like BFF. So they're like, might as well put her as a friend.
I did appreciate, shout out to the Pim Pam Poon.
I know. I thought, I was like, oh, this is hilarious. They're like, oh, you're that. In the ping pong poon. I was like, hey,
it's ping pong poon. El ping pong poon. I love that. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. It like warmed my heart. I had never heard that till I started visiting Miami, and friends were like, ah, tengo un ping pong poon. I was like, oh, what?
what? But
el ping pong poon. And I understood.
It's hard to explain without talking. Exactly. It's hard to explain without talking. With your hands.
Why? Yeah, they had to show me with the hands that, where I could see the imaginary expanding. Bing, bang, bam, boom.
It's just so easy. It's hilarious.
I loved it after that. And I was like, oh.
That was a bit also very quintessentially Miami. Those little like quips that I love.
Totally.
That, like really are like, oh, this is home.
Yeah, I kept that in the Miami clips for my Miami Mondays, because there's just like a whole bunch of like hilarious little things that I'm sure aren't big news, that I just love those little side things. But the last big thing that happens in tonight's episode that's airing right now is this, and this is what I was going to say, like with Julia, I was understanding her. I was rocking with her. She's getting crazy with the vodka shots. I didn't even know you could drink vodka straight like that. Like that shit was hurting my stomach watching it. And then at the big dinner where they're bringing up old shit again, and it's definitely the hierarchy pecking order, Mean Girl Club, but I'm here for it. Julia then decides to break the ice and do this proposal, gets down on one knee and does, dude, what? This is where she loses me, where I'm like, it's too much. Is that authentic? Is that produced? What? With the friendship ring, weird. And now they have a friendiversary, or no, a friend engagement is what they call it.
That felt produced to me. And like, again, I keep saying that everything feels, not that everything feels produced about this one, but I definitely think I would say that the ladies are probably listening more to producers, in that this was a very make it or break it season for them. They're like, we just want to keep you guys happy so you'll bring us back for another season.
I don't know what that was about. It was too much for me. It was a lot. I'm like, what? Ahora con los anillos. Like, and it's two rings. And then I get all toxica, right? And I'm like, what is Martina going to think? But I guess, like we said earlier, Martina might just be turning a blind eye at this point. Like, whatever. Like, they're playing house, I think, maybe. She might think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. These are the moments where she loses me. And it's crazy because I flip-flop on her. Because then there are these other moments where I think she's correct in that some of the other women, i.e. what's her name, Lisa, and them are kind of like using her in this weird sexploitation of like, oh, she's
right. It's like she's the token lesbian.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know. I didn't like that either. And then I'm just like, why are you guys like, and this is separate from the Adriana thing, because I think that's a whole separate thing. But like that, I was just like, why are you guys using her that way? Like, just because she's the gay one, that makes no sense.
That made me really uncomfortable.
Tokenism, as you said. I was just like, that's weird on their part, on Lisa and Nicole's part. And I'm just like, I don't like that. And then on the Adriana thing, where I was just kind of like, oh, okay, I'm starting to understand it. It's just like all fun and games. I don't feel anything sexual from it. But then, like, why do this friend engagement thing? I don't understand it. What are you doing, Julia? And that's where the episode ends, with like her, them literally having a friend engagement party back at the fucking house. I can't.
I think that's the next episode.
Well, the next one, that's what everyone's watching tonight. The episode 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So by the time goes up, everyone would have already
That's what's happening tonight. No, because I was thinking about the first dinner, the one after the peluquero. Like, Lisa still showed up late because the peluquero was there.
Oh my god! Yes, we were talking about. Oh yeah, I was asking you if that was Nicole, because I was like, that's a little suck up-y.
Yeah, I think it's a little suck up-y, but I don't think that Nicole would do that, because I don't think she would like willingly suck up to anyone, because if that was the case, she would have already sucked up to Alexia, as Alexia wants. So I think that was a producer thing, or it could have been that like Lisa had already scheduled that, but she didn't want it to be like a thing that she brought the peluquero, so she thought it would lessen the blow if you just said you like surprised me with it, you know? And I feel like at this point, Nicole is very kind of like moldable as a new housewife. So she's also trying to come back for another season. So she's very much like, okay, yeah, cool, I'll do that. Like, she probably thinks that she needed, like, she knew she couldn't glom onto Alexia, even though Alexia brought her on, because that was Marisol's role.
Right.
So Adriana is like, all of the friends of are kind of glomming onto an actual housewife, so that like to secure their spot. So I feel like Nicole thought, well, I'm going to glom onto Lisa and she will be my, you know, full-time housewife to like ride the coattails thereof.
Well, Lisa's heading for a divorce. I don't know how much time she's going to have for that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I will say this. I thought what Larsa, I don't understand why that, I don't feel like it was a bigger thing. And I think no one brought it up, but I think also maybe she's not allowed to say the word Kardashians, or maybe they cut it out because she was like, whatever. But Larsa, I thought Larsa said something very inappropriate and very hypocritical to Nicole. Like, Nicole admitted she said something, and then she like apologized for it, and Larsa like, I guess, didn't hear the apology, or didn't hear the part where she said, I changed my mind about you, and she's like, well, you have a baby out of wedlock and I would never do that. And I was like,
that's right.
Not one Kardashian child has been born after a wedding.
Is that what Lisa was alluding to? Because when we look back at that scene, Nicole says, I changed my mind about you. And then Larsa says, kind of like what you were saying earlier, like, well, what did you think about me to begin with that you changed it to? Right. We're all amazing people, right? And then that's when she throws the dig. Like, I personally would never have a baby out of wedlock. And that's just me. And then if you look at Lisa, she leans her head and she says, well, and then she says, you stay out of it like you always do. And I was just like,
Probably Lisa about? Was about to say that, and like she shut it down. But I would, that's about, like, exactly what I would have said. Yeah, I bet she was about to say that. I was like, not, you were super up the ass of all the Kardashians, and not one of those girls has had a baby within wedlock.
Oh, yeah, so what does that
say about you? And it's like, how dare you? I don't even think she realized by saying that she was, that is also a dig at Julia.
Oh my god, thank you for saying that. I kind of love that, because you know they always throw that like on Latinas and Black women that we have children, out of wedlock, but
multiple, out of wedlock with different dad, like having different.
I love that now. Julia, the white lady, was like, "I have three babies from three different fathers." I was like, "Yes, Julia, yes, own it."
Yeah, I don't think Larsa probably has like no idea about Julia's history, so I bet Larsa didn't even know that about her. So I think she threw it out there as a jab and didn't realize she would be jabbing Julia. But the problem with Larsa is I don't think she ever wanted to admit it, because when it comes up later and Julia says something, she kind of shut her down without like apologizing or without saying like, okay, I realize how that would affect blah blah. But I think,
and you know, that was like, true to Larsa season one, hella judgmental. Remember when she's judging Adriana for dancing? Mira, quien salió, who Larsa ended up becoming. But at that moment, she's like, I just don't understand why she's out wanting to dance. I'm a married woman. I don't do disrespectful things. And I'm like, oh, but look at what you do now, 10 years later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was true Larsa coming out in that judgmental moment. She was so judgmental her first season. I couldn't stand her. I think that was like authentically Larsa. She does believe those things.
Yeah. So that's where, I mean, I think that's where that ends for, and then they pick it right back up at the dinner table at the next one. But I thought that was very uncalled for. I think it was definitely edited out. Like, someone had to have called her out on the Kardashian thing, because that is the most hypocritical thing ever. And then later on, when like Julia kind of confronts her about her, she doesn't like, she kind of shuts it down as well and like doesn't even acknowledge it. So I definitely think there was like, come on, someone was gonna say it.
Like, I have to mention it.
Yeah. Seriously, Larsa, like, you can't, like, I can't.
Well, this is the first series where I kind of see what people talk about in other series. I'm so bad about seeing like the production or the finagling in it. I really watch blindly, but this is the first time that I could see the pact between them.
Well, here's the
thing.
They
make it very obvious. Like, remember Lisa even says, Adriana, are you going to say something? And she's like, nope, I'm going to eat. She's like, Marisol, drop that bomb, not me. And then she says, I'm all good. I'll talk tomorrow. She's eating her corn, which I love that. And then she makes the face and she looks at Marisol and Marisol looks at her, and then they look at Lisa and everyone looks at each other. And I was just like, this is the first time I can see it clear as day. You guys all have a pact going on about what is said and what is not said. Exactly.
Like, Jersey clearly has a pact in which you never talk about the kids. I was like, your kids are 30, but okay.
Right.
Because, like, even Caroline was like that when she was on with her three grown-ass children. Yeah. Like, you couldn't talk about them. I was like, but now they're getting involved in the drama. Like, Lauren Manzo literally asked Teresa, what is napalm? Spell it right now. Like, epically iconic. That was
hilarious, though. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Listen, none of these ladies are actors. I probably, the Beverly Hills ladies get away with it. I find that the Beverly Hills ladies probably are not produced, and they just produce themselves, since they're all basically in the business. But listen, none of these ladies are actresses. So very clearly, they don't know how to act. So when you see like the producer massaging is evident in more, you know, some ladies than others, but it's very evident.
I think
that's why I see it. I see it because I was like, they're just bad actresses. So
yeah, it was very obvious.
I can tell. Like, I can tell. They're not being themselves. I just can tell. Like, yeah. But yeah, I thought that was very uncalled for. And like, listen, I feel like Nicole was petrified, and like, I feel like Nicole was smart enough that Nicole would have been the one to retort with that. Like, how dare you say it? Honestly, if I was Nicole, I feel like Nicole didn't want to rock the boat, because she's like, newbie, I'm not going to fight with an OG and then get booted off. She might have watched it. She might have been like, I'm not going to be, you know, an Ana Quincoses,
right,
who was a housewife for one season and then like a friend of and like someone's mouthpiece for the next two seasons she was on. And that went horribly for her.
I wonder if they called her to come back.
I feel like probably not. And I think if they did, she would have said no.
Yeah, I think she would have said no. She's got her skinny Latina business going on, actually.
I can confirm that it's actually, I've seen it in every, I go to Publix, I go to Whole Foods, and I've seen it in both supermarkets.
Have you tried it, though? That's the question.
No. I don't know why there. I'm not extreme. It's there. I can tell she does sell it. She's successful. But I don't know why I have not been intrigued to try it.
But yeah, I really agree with you. But like with Nicole, sí me da poco pena, because like it was definitely, like, let's put it this way. I thought to myself watching that scene, I'm like, ooh, you bitches are lucky, because if that would have been Erica Jane, she would have fucking slit all your necks. Uh-huh. In like one swipe, like, yep. Oh man, like I can just picture Lars being like, oh, did you call me a hooker? Yeah, I did, because I think you're really slutty. And you know, like, I feel like Erica Jane would have thrown it right back, like, yeah, you take you know, money on, you know, she would have said something like, very, yeah, I did say it, and what? Or like how, and she told what? Sutton, right? And what?
And what?
I still laugh at that shit. But you know, she held up. She held her own. And like I said, when I heard Nicole's little voice quiver, I was like, oh girl, grow a pair. Don't let them see they got you. They can smell it. They smell, you know, don't let the blood hit the water.
Yep. Moreover, I'll just be interested. I know that they're currently filming, so I would love to see how the next season's gonna go for her. How she's gonna fare her second season, because it's like she was getting, you know, her little sea legs this first season, and you could see it, you know, you don't always see it in a rookie.
What kind of like old shit is that? Had a baby out of wedlock, like even the wording, like who even says that anymore?
Yeah, who says that? Who says that? Like, I was so like, seriously, who's like, you're on OnlyFans,
right,
getting pictures of your feet, and you want to talk about a baby out of wedlock?
Let's talk about all your fake body parts, and you want to talk about a baby out of wedlock? Shut up.
I was like, sure, it's not the same thing, but like, you can't be like, that's hypocritical. You can't be like, what's up with this, and then do some, like, do that, like,
well, yeah, no, yeah, like if you're going to want to be all empowered free woman that you want to like get surgery and all that, which absolutely it's every woman's right to, and we've all said on the show like we would do it in a heartbeat, but then you also can't turn around and be a pinche señora and be all old lady about it and be like, ah, pero no están casados, like, what is that? That's like old ass
and
shit.
not only that, it's not like she had a baby out of wedlock and now she's a single mother, which even if she was, who gives a crap?
Who cares? Yeah.
She had a baby out of wedlock. Like, she's with the dude. It's not like she's with another dude. She's with the dude. Yeah. And even if she wasn't with the dude, who cares?
Yeah, there's a lot of housewives that get married to other people or whatever, or are single. Like, look at Bethany raising that little girl on her own. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, now that you like reminded me as I was sitting here, I'm like, yeah, what a bitch.
I thought I'm really like surprised that wasn't a bigger deal. Like, I think that's such a messed up thing to say to someone. Like, I feel like that is slut shaming. It's slut shaming for Nicole to judge you for being on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And it's slut shaming for you to judge her for having a baby out of wedlock. Like,
and it's also like kind of a diss on her kid, no? Because you're implying.
Yeah, yeah.
You're implying.
I don't know if I'm making it up in my head, but I feel like there was a past, I don't know in which franchise it was, something about like calling a child a bastard.
I think like, so. It's ringing like, familiar to me.
Like, you don't call people bastards.
Yeah.
Like, and you don't like allude to it either, because what Larsa said is an allusion to it. So see, that's where you need it. That's where Nicole is not a veteran housewife, because that's where you needed to play the game and twist it on you and be like, I'm sorry, are you dissing my kid? I would have turned around, I would have pulled a fool Teresa and just like slammed both of my hands on the table.
Oh my god, that's so good. I'm excited. Like, I want to see that.
I'm sorry. Are you dissing my child.
Oh my god,
something on my child. Imagine? And that's what, see
that, oh,
see,
that would have been good. Look at you, mini Carlos King over here.
Exactly. That's when you go ballistic, and that's when you start, like, you don't like throw shit at anyone, but you throw shit elsewhere.
Yeah, you slam the table and make the noise.
You
slam
the table. You
throw a glass on the floor.
You stomp away. You're like, no, and I can't. And then they chase after you. And then you're like, no, I can't. She's talking about my kid. What are you trying to say about my
kid? Did you just hear what that bitch said about my kid? Oh my god, it's so good. I wanna watch
exactly.
This episode
and that
you're doing.
That's called the art of deflection. Nicole, call me. I got you.
That was so good. I was legit hyped to see this. Oh man. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I wonder how she's gonna
come
back.
That's what every like major like OG diva on any
yeah. Because I can see Caroline Manzo also saying this about maybe like Lauren's kid or something. Like, what did you?
Yeah, if they get cornered. What did you say about my family? Listen, when you get cornered, when you get caught in a lie, that's what you do. You deflect. You rage. You flip it, and everyone forgets.
Like, I love
you
it.
You make such a big deal of what they said to you, and you're so offended, and how could you? And you like cry about it or whatever, that they absolutely, everyone forgets that you said something first.
I'm so here for that. That's
if you have such a memorable reaction.
I'm actually going to use that clip. That was a great edit you just did. I love it. This is the part that's going up in the stories.
Nicole, call me. I will ensure your longevity on this show.
Well, she's filming, so we'll see what season two. They're filming right now. It seems kind of fast, though.
Well, I believe they filmed around. I think they started a little bit earlier this year, but they were definitely filming like the 3 months of the summer last year.
You know what I thought was really sweet too, when Alexia's talking to Todd and he's being a little bit of a vieja, and he's like, I texted you all these beautiful things. And I'm like, that's actually really sweet. And she's like, I know, but it's because, you know, whatever drama.
She's like, I know, but you know, it's like these girls were attacking me, Todd. Like,
I love it. I love it. I love Alexia. I want to just hear her retell stories all day. I just love, I don't know. Maybe it's just because we don't have representation. There's just, but no, it's Alexia. Cause I don't think I love any other housewife. Like, I love Alexia.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I just do. I just love her.
Sorry, like, if anyone's an Alexia hater, we are nuts on this channel.
Listen, I will admit her faults, and she said problematic things earlier in the season that I probably didn't address, but it was a little scandalous here in the Miami community.
In the streets, but, here, yeah, you have to be careful.
Yeah, but I do know, I saw something on YouTube with her and Teresa that Bravo put up, that it's like housewife to housewife,
yeah.
And it's like 30 minutes of Alexia and Teresa talking. Like, I mean,
have you heard it? I'm like, I hate it, because I feel like Teresa is going to, como se dice, like when you like ruin something,
contaminate. Teresa would be a terrible influence on Alexia, and they better not.
I'm like, keep them away. I was even upset at that NBC photo. I was like, ugh.
Yes. I was like, no. I don't want
touching
Teresa.
Her.
Yes, but unfortunately, they like bonded because
they're both that girl.
Teresa's marrying a Latino, and then Alexia married an Italian from Staten Island.
Oh my god! Shut up. And they're like,
we should double day.
Oh my god!
No. I was like, no.
In the words of Marisol, ay por favor.
Ay por favor. Ay, por favor. No. So that would be terrible. I mean, I think it'd be fine. Honestly, I think Alexia is like a little bit smarter, and not like, she won't let herself be that much influenced.
Yeah,
Teresa.
She is, and she's but I feel like Alexia would have a lot of respect, and I'm like, no, Alexia, don't. You're a badass.
Like, yeah, don't. I was like, don't respect her. You're on her level.
Yes, I mean, we all love you right now.
Like, you know, Alexia too, and they talked about the husbands that went to jail too.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
they bonded over it. So I was like, no, I don't like this bonding.
Yeah,
stop
me
it.
Neither. Stop it. Asociéguense. Cada una vez a su cuarto.
Exactly. I was like, oh, to your corners. No, 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 no. Don't ruin Alexia for me.
But, yeah, don't ruin Alexia for me. That's my thought. Yeah.
I know.
I like Teresa just fine in Jersey, but now she's treading over here. No, 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 no.
Yes. No, no, no.
That's hilarious.
Stay in your lane.
So. Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for taking this ride with me. I know it was a lot, but I'll chop this up over like 3 episodes. And I love when you guys are on because you guys just have that Miami insight. I think this one has been so much fun because I would have never been able to like know or carry any of this conversation. I love you guys just always, both of you individually together, always just like letting us know the real deal, what's going on, especially because Miami's so close knit. I had no idea. I had no idea you guys are all that close. Oh, it's like yes, 1 degree, two degree separation.
I'm not surprised at all. I don't know. I just know like my people, just how, like how I know Nicole went to my high school. Like I feel it.
Hilarious.
I know when they're like the relatability is there.
I love it so much. And I'm excited because we actually did get someone that replied. She is Afro-Latina Honduran and she is going to do Dubai. And she's actually from the same place that Caroline Brooks' family is from. Caroline Brooks, the newest.
I was going to say, Dubai. There is a Honduran housewife in Dubai. Yes, I love that.
I did a whole post on her. It's on the grid if anybody wants to look. I completely uplifted her. I did several slides and she reposted us. I appreciate that, Caroline Brooks. I was super stoked and excited. And I put out a call again. I think on Friday I posted the Caroline Brooks post and Caroline replied to, she reposted it. And I thought that was very sweet of her. And then I put out a second call because we didn't get anybody the first time. And the second time I was like, is there any, I wanted to make sure we had proper representation, Afro-Latina from Honduras. And she replied and she told me she's from Tela, Honduras. And I was like, oh my God, that's where Caroline's family is originally from. Caroline's from Brooklyn, I believe, or no, Boston or Brooklyn. But her family,
they know her
yeah, right. But now she's in Dubai, but her family is originally, both parents are from Tela, Honduras. So I was like, oh my God, that's where she's from. So I'm super stoked. Dubai's coming. I know we'll cover some of that here too. And I can't wait for what we're talking about. Relatability goes out the window, but that's not what I want from Dubai. I want extravaganza.
Dubai is Dubai. Just like, we talked about relatability. I'm down with a little relatability in Miami, New York, obviously Jersey, Beverly Hills. I don't want it.
Right.
We have relatability in OC with Gina.
Right.
So in Beverly Hills, no. In Beverly Hills, I don't want it. You give me Lux. So
money.
Same
yeah.
vibe mm-hmm. I want. Yes, exactly. That's the same vibe I want from Dubai, which is I have a goal.
Out of this world. I'm so excited. And that was a clip I put up of Caroline where she said, it's expensive to cheat on me. Just ask my ex-husbands or something like that.
No. I was like, I love that. I was like, oh, yes, that's the vibe. I'm feeling so here for her. That's how I feel as well. Yes.
I'm excited. And that's coming up a week away. So everyone listening, stay tuned. We're trying to bring it to you guys. We got Dubai coming up and we're going to keep with our only Latina franchise, Miami, which I'm so excited about. And then I have a couple of other things in the works. I'm trying to get more stuff that we can get out. I'm really excited because we're on the cusp of 2,000 followers. And like, it's just crazy to me because a year ago I launched and it was like 3 people. Shout out to the 3 people if you're still with us. And I, you know, I'm very opinionated, so I lose a lot, but then I gain a lot. And I just love that this is a free space where we have all kinds of Latinas. You know, Potomac was so much fun because we had our first Colombiana, second Dominicana. G here was our first Dominicana because we recorded. What did we record, G? Do you remember? I don't remember. Ebony. We did a whole thing on Countess and Ebony. And there was so much going on last season, so much cross between racial politics and housewives. I love that we had so many different voices. We've had a Mexicana from Jersey. We had our Mexicana from Beverly Hills that was always opposite my opinion. So it was great because we were always on the opposite side, always. And we're still on the opposite side on Twitter. We always laugh because we're both like, she was a big fan of the Kravis wedding. Anyone that saw my stories, I was not. So we try, you know, like I do try to have different voices. And then of course, Miami, we have our favorite lawyer, abogada, come back, G. And then we had our first Cubana. So it's been a lot of fun. And now in Dubai, we're going to have the first Hondureña. And you know what? There's actually someone that reached out to me. He's amazing. I can't wait to like repost some of his stuff. He's Afro Latino de Guatemala and representando Guatemala, but he is all up with the housewives. And I'm so excited to kind of like work with him more. So I'm looking out for you, Guatemala. You know, but if you guys like know anyone that's a Bravo fan, whatever, send them our way. You know, our doors are open.
But yes, Ms. G, we're always ready to talk to everyone.
Let us know what's coming up in Miami. Anything else? You know the episodes ahead. Anything you're looking forward to?
Alexia's Bachelorette is pretty cool.
Oh, we got the Bachelorette. Nice.
Yes, it's very Miami in a specific way, in that it's not like current Miami, but clearly the producers have a vision of what Miami is, and they're a little stuck in the late 90s, early 2000s, but it's fine. Because it's kind of like revisiting old Miami landmarks. There's new ones, and I think that we'll get that. With the season they're filming now, I think we'll get that. So this was kind of like a revisit season. They had to like reestablish the foundation. So
okay, fair enough. So yeah. Not so much Wynwood, but definitely South Beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those are the lessons I learned from when I went out there. People introduced me to like Wynwood, which has now I feel like become taken over. No, like now I see a lot of people, but back then it still was kind of hidden.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably be more like this season. They really only filmed Pride at Wynwood. And they've kind of been like all over the place, like all and down the beach, a little bit in Design District and Coral Gables. So they've been all over. But I think that this upcoming season, they'll probably film a little more in Wynwood. It seems like for me, I think.
Oh man, traffic. Just when you said Design District and like, I was remembering an event on Second. It was the Rocher Beauvoir. Oh my God, all that traffic. Second and First, like down in Brickell.
But that's honestly everywhere you go. Like, yeah. You're getting, that's Miami. It's literally part of Miami.
Yeah, like insane. Like one time.
I'm surprised that they don't film. Like they always, it seems that they're filming Miami during the summer, which I get it. Cause like, they just think Miami heat. So but unfortunately it makes all the girls look like wet dogs,
you know, sometimes. Their hair, yeah.
And and moreover, I would think that they would want to film Art Basel, and Art Basel's in December.
That's like, yeah.
Yeah, the real pop in Miami scene. That like
that is
Miami,
so much fun. That like, is
we're
my
not gonna
goal.
Leave the house.
I know. That is my goal, to go to one of these one time. I love following it. It just I love art in general. So like it's such a great eclectic mix. Although now I feel like it's Super
not
Bowl.
About
like I was about to say, about now it feels like Super Bowl, and it's like more pop celebrity. I feel like I would probably what's that? Cuando te dan muchas ansias, like I would not be able to like hang. I would frizzle out. But yeah, it's fun to do at least once. You know, I want to. That's one thing I never got to do. But I love
absolutely.
Miami.
You gotta Basel at least once. And at least Baseling is a word, is a verb in Miami. So.
Oh man, it'd be fun. Like if people don't do BravoCon, like one day we should like do something down Miami. Like that would be a lot of fun. I don't know. Latinas are gonna take over. I feel like.
Yeah.
Working on it.
We're putting it out there.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. Keep it here. Come back next time. You know, we're going to have all the great chisme with the Miami girls. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.